Folks, we lock it up. It's the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. We're going to do our usual wrap to crunch time on a Monday, and it goes exactly like this.
Well, it's big and terrible. More frightening than I ever thought possible.
Sounds kind of good, doesn't it?
Other people want it. It must be good.
So it's bad. How bad?
Oh my God, that's the worst thing I ever heard in my life. Man.
Yes, it's the end of crunch time on a Monday, which means the Richter scale, where I, Nick, go over
Hi, Dr. Nick.
Hello. Go over the biggest stories from the weekend of sports, and Steve and Alex, that's those two. They tell us their impact. The NFL has a rules problem. They can't tell us what a catch is. They really can't tell us what most penalties are. And soon we won't be able to know what a hit is because of their new tackling rule that will penalize players for hitting with the crown of their helmet. This rule is specifically affecting Roquan Smith, the number eight overall pick for the Bears, because they don't want to have to pay Smith by terms of voiding his guaranteed money because of this rule, because they don't want him to rack up fines and all these other, you know, litigational things. So while most holdouts revolve around players wanting more money or feeling undervalued, this one is all on the Bears not having their rookie in camp. The new helmet rule seems to have already had an effect on the 2018 season before a single down has been played, but how big of an impact will the rule have on football?
Boy, it depends on how the officials call it on the field, right?
Yeah,
if they actually call it the way it's supposed to be called, like a billion, because it's gonna change the way people have to tackle.
Is there any possible way they go by the letter of the law from opening day and not give the players? I'm thinking they're only gonna call like blatant.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
And allow a season of oh that to happen. So its impact is still substantial because you got to think about it. But
And I bet we get a couple of calls on offensive players too. And that's
The Earl Campbell lowering the helmet, yeah, the Walter Payton.
Well, remember when the rule was first like talked about or introduced? Like people were pointing out that Tom Brady, every time he does a quarterback sneaks, lowers his head into the defenders, and that's absolutely by definition of the rule a 15-yard penalty.
Which, by the way, isn't that how you're supposed to quarterback sneak? Go forward and lower
your
head?
That's kind of by design,
right? So for a number, though, that's a hard one because I think it's going to be ever-expanding. I think the rule itself gets it to about a 4, and I think the way they'll implement the first year, maybe a 6?
Yeah, I'd say like a 7.
All right. We've talked about it a little bit, but Sean Newcomb had a roller coaster of a Sunday. First, he almost threw a 130-plus pitch no-hitter against the Dodgers.
So many pitches.
In the very humid and hot Atlanta summer heat. And then in the middle of the game, somebody went out and searched through his Twitter, finding more racist and homophobic tweets that Newcomb sent as a 17, 18-year-old. This also happened this weekend to Trey Turner and during the All-Star game to Josh Hader. So how big of an impact will these gotcha tweet hunters going to have on players and their use of social media?
Well, I think it's more about what they've done rather than what they'll do, lesson learned. You can't hit a rewind button. Or you may just have certain guys who get talked into by teammates or agents, just like, dude, hire somebody to do your social media. There are guys out there who have people just retweet the good stories, like the good stories, and offer no controversial commentary.
Look what Drew Brees does with his social media. It's like all of his charity stuff
and pictures
with his wife and kids. That is literally it. Just do that, dude.
So while it may be annoying, it's never going to be detrimental. Yeah.
And if it's not just that, and if you can't stick with it, get rid of it.
Bye-bye.
There's no reason to have it.
No, I think
everybody's just going to be boring then.
I think what's...
they should be.
I think it's an impact. What just happened, two in one day, All-Star break wasn't that long ago. I'm going to give that an 8.
I think long term it's not going to be very high, but right now it's going to change. I think a lot of people are going to like just start deleting their accounts.
Why take a chance?
Yeah, so I'd say like an 8 right now, but down the road people are going to forget about it, so I'd probably like a 3 down the road.
All right, some positive baseball news. The A's announced a new plan that they think will be the future of season tickets. Oakland is offering a membership that includes the traditional reserve seat or just a general admission seat, 25% off merchandise at the team store, $3 hot dogs, $4 $4 beer, parking discounts, free seat upgrades, and more. The A's already tried to see how giving away tickets for free would go. It wasn't the best. Mm-hmm. How big of an impact will this ticket plan have for the A's?
Well, they're letting people change seats like mid-season, too, if they want to.
Well, as somebody whose second favorite team is going to be the Portland A's, I think this is absolutely awesome.
This is really working for my future Portland A's plans.
Hey, they always put a competitive team out there. They don't draw crap. Aside from Tampa and the Marlins, they're one of the worst franchise as far as attendance. If anything, it's a 10 for effort.
Yeah, nobody wants to go to Oco, man. It does not matter. So I really like the idea. So that's like an 8. Execution, getting more people out there, it's probably not going to make any difference, is it?
No, probably not. Wilton Spate, formerly of the Michigan Wolverines, now a grad transfer at UCLA, had an interesting quote about Michigan head coach Jim Harbaugh. According to Spate, Harbaugh pulled him aside and said he should not be eating chicken because, quote, it is a nervous bird. And that, quote, Harbaugh thinks there is some kind of sickness injected its way into the human population where people began eating white meats instead of beef and pork. How not surprising is this quote from Spate on Harbaugh?
Well, anything Harbaugh says that's completely offbeat, annoying, socially inept, and bordering on stupid is kind of par for the course.
I'm trying to wrap my mind around this one. This is the first time I've heard of this. So I don't know if people have been like talking about this all day or something.
No, I haven't heard it yet either. But the minute Harbaugh's name comes up, it's like my mind goes into moron.
But chickens are nervous birds. Like, that's so kind of what they look like.
Eating a nervous bird therefore makes human beings weak?
Eat pork and beef. Eat steaks. Drink milk. Harbaugh way.
So this is assuming that, like, cows and pigs are super aggressive, angry animals?
Well, like, cows can be, yeah. We also heard that football is the last bastion of American toughness, which is...
But he pulled Spate aside to tell this to him.
What
are
we talking
about? Stop eating chicken, which is, like, a great protein for guys to eat. No, it's a nervous bird. Eat pork and beef instead.
Wade Boggs had chicken before every game.
Fried chicken.
So are we asking, how are we rating this?
How not surprising is this quote?
Oh, it's 10. A 0.
Wait. Is it 10?
Or is it a 10 for not surprising?
Because it's super duper not surprising.
Right.
Oh, yeah, it's okay.
That Harbaugh would have a weird take. Do you have time for one more?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. The Arena League is very still much a thing. They had Arena Bowl 31 over the weekend. The Washington Valor won the title 69-55, nice, over the Baltimore Brigade. The Valor won two games all season in the four-team league that had all four teams make the playoffs. The Valor doubled their regular season win total in the playoffs. They would have had 5, but the Cleveland Gladiators had to take the season off because the Cavs were having work done on their arena. How sad is this story?
Oh, it's a tragedy. It's a sports tragedy that kind of disappeared before our eyes. I'll tell you what, even for people who don't watch it, if you went up to them and said, how many teams are in the Arena League? I would have probably said 10 or 12.
Yeah. So, I still love the Sabercats, even though
that's a 10 tragedy. It's because it's gone.
I'll agree with that.